Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what you want to be. You want to make sure you're part of the solution. Because seriously and honestly, if you're part of the solution, then you can help make changes. If you are doing nothing more than causing trouble, you are not part of the solution. And you have five other people that have to go clean up your mess after you made it. Yes, after you made it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. All right, let's just get to it. Right? You know, I talked to you about this earlier. The trans activist Rose Montoya doubled down and going topless at the White House. Says, oh, it was perfectly legal. So here's a trans activist who has fake boobies now, was a male, now a female. That's okay. I mean, fake boobies, period, right? Doubled down money on his decision to go topless at President Biden's Pride Month. Now, here's the thing. I just love it. These people, well, we have a right. Well, yeah, and we have a right to disagree. But if we disagree, we're haters, right? Isn't that how it goes? It's just amazing. It never ends. So Montoya is a biological male who's transgendered, defended his display of nudity, saying, the laws in Washington, D.C. allow for going topless. You know, they never really get it right. You know that already, though, right? Here's the problem. The White House is on federal property, not Washington, D.C., so even though D.C. has a set of laws, the White House is not within those laws. Neither is the Capitol. Remember the old thing, free the nipple? That's what he's all about, free the nipple. Right? And he claims now it's a win because critics are acknowledging that he has boobies and that trans women are women. No, actually, what your critics are saying is the boobies you were showing, real or not, there were kids there. There was no place for that. There was no reason for that. You know, I always love this thing where, look at my body, look at me, I can flaunt my body. So what? Anybody can. Oh, look, they want me. Yeah, most men are dogs. They want anything they can have sex with. Right, so don't make it sound like it's such a high and mighty thing. Look at how pretty I am. Look at how great I am. Look at my breasts. You mean the ones that you paid thousands of dollars to have made? That's what you're proud of? Wow. Okay. He went on to say, my transmasculine friends were showing off their top surgery scars. Now living in joy, for the moment. Wait till they come to the reality. of what they can no longer do. Right? But I'm saying I had zero intention of trying to be vulgar or to be profane in any way. I was simply living my joy and my truth. Okay. You know, I love these people who don't ever go and look at the detransitioners. And some who can't detransition. No, seriously, many of the boys that transition to female, do you know what kind of issues that they're having with their bottom surgery? Some of them finding themselves, you know, bleeding more than they should be, and not because they have a period either. Yeah, that's right. Because they have problems with the surgery. When they have, quote-unquote, sex, they're having great pain and issues there as well. But nobody talks about that. Right? Anyway, the original video posted to TikTok shows Montoya, another unnamed transgender activist, biological female, burying their breasts on the South Lawn with the White House in view behind them. Right? And they just go through, and then at one point President Biden comes up. Of course he does. Apparently they weren't young enough for him because he just kept going. Boom, boom, tsh, thank you very much. Biden is then seen holding the camera in an attempt to take a selfie with Montoya and other attendees. But the camera was set to video mode. Oh, boy. Yeah, there you go. That was good. Huh? It's just hilarious. I have no idea what this proves for them. Seriously. You know, you went to the White House, you flicked your boobies around, and that is human rights. Wow. Go back to the days of Sodom and Gomorrah here. Whether you believe it or not, read the story. Now, the White House condemned Montoya's actions in public statement, however, saying that Montoya and others seen stripping in the video would not be invited back to the premises. Their behavior is and was inappropriate and disrespectful for any event at the White House. It's not reflective of the event that we hosted. Well, yeah, it is. You were there. You saw it. You had guards around. Nobody grabbed him and told him to stop. The White House went on to say, we hosted to celebrate the LGBTQI plus whatever families or the other hundreds of guests who were in attendance. Individuals in the video will not be invited to future events. I always find it amazing. I always find it interesting. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with benefit right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solutions, right? Be part of the solution. I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I want to hit some of these. Some of these issues I want to hit rapid fire, okay? Former, you know, VP Mike Pence said Tuesday that he would not defend the former President Trump against the very serious allegations in his recent indictment. Now, sitting down for an interview with the Wall Street Journal, you know, announcing his candidacy, He took several shots at his ex-boss, who he is now running against. He says, having read the indictment, these are very serious allegations. I can't defend what is alleged. Now, here's the funny thing about this. He's supposed to be an attorney, is he not? Isn't he? And maybe he isn't. But shouldn't you know what the law is before you open your mouth? He wants to be president. Does he have a clue? Right? Penn specifically took issue with the accusation that many of the documents housed in the Trump Mar-a-Lago property in Palm Beach, Florida, pertain to United States military vulnerabilities and its nuclear program. However, the one-time congressman, the Indiana governor, admitted that it was difficult for him to believe that politics had no role. Oh, yeah, secondary, right? It is totally political. If you let Hillary Clinton walk, if you let Billy Bob Clinton walk, if you let, you know, Obama and Biden walk, Hunter Biden walk, I mean, we can go down the whole list, then this is purely political. Right? That simple. And as far as Pence goes, it'd be nice if he learned the Constitution for real, wouldn't it? I mean, seriously. You know, and him saying, choose me, Constitution over Trump, don't you need to know it first, Mike? Again, I say, he had one of the most important jobs going on. He wanted to fit in with the crowd. He could have found out what his rights were as a vice president. He could have sent some of those votes back because of the irregularities, the proven irregularities. He could have sent them back to the local legislators, which was fine and okay to do, but he was a coward. Yeah, you heard me. He was a coward. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Yeah, look it up. That's the job of the vice president, make sure everything goes well. The Tucker Carlson said that Trump's sins are minor compared to his persecutors, and he's right. Right? I mean, first of all, he does have the right to declassify those. Yes, he probably made a mistake by not doing it before he took them out, but if you really read the process, if you read what went down, if you read that the National Archives gave him virtually no help, no guidance, no anything whatsoever. His attorneys have the letters and the emails that went back and forth to prove that he was working with them. He wasn't slowing them down. Anyway. Now, Tucker Carlson denounced a widespread anti-Trump effort to get former President Donald Trump, saying, hey, Trump's fate was sealed when he denounced Washington's military-industrial complex. Right? And their whole lie to invade Iraq after 9/11. And he's right there. I mean, the military needs money. They need big bucks. So Donald is a flawed man, aren't we all? Aren't we all? His sins are minor compared to those of his persecutors. Right? Joey B. Hunter. Look at some of the CIA and others. Comey. Think about what they did. The treason that they committed. I mean, Comey covered for Hillary. And even said that some of them were worthy of prosecution, but nobody was going to do it. Who was going to take it on? Basically what he said, ain't nobody going to touch this. They don't want to get Clintonized. Anyway, you know, and again, who, and some of you don't like him anymore, you didn't like him to begin with, whatever. Who other than Trump could take these people on? If you really believe that New York, Georgia, and even what's going on in Miami right now with the feds, if you believe all of that is 100% warranted, and he's that bad of a man, this is not the show for you to listen to. I have called Trump out in the past for things that he did. Right? But no, not this time. Now, if you're putting everybody in jail for these things, if you're bringing up everybody, I want to hear Joey B's audio recordings or Hunter Biden's audio recordings. Why can't we hear those? Why can't we hear the testimony? I think it was 8 women or 9 women that came forward and say Joey B. sexually assaulted them. Right? I mean, we're still hearing about the Kavanaugh one. When do we get to hear about Joey B.'s? Oh, no, that won't happen. Why? He's above the law. Don't care what Nancy says. Because if he wasn't above the law, the depositions of those women would be taken already. Hunter Biden's laptop would have already been torn apart, and we would have seen everything that was in it from the DOJ. Right? Today, when I was, or yesterday, I think it was, Ted Cruz was interrogating the assistant FBI director, who kept saying the document was not classified, but it had to be redacted, highly redacted, to protect the, you know, the person who wrote the document. And Cruz was right. This, no, actually, it doesn't have to be. You can redact a person's name, maybe the place they work, that kind of stuff. But other than that, the rest of it should be for public consumption. You said it's not classified. You actually didn't even, they actually didn't even admit to having the documents. They said there was no such document. But until Grassley said, I've read it, then they admitted to having it. So they lied too. And they wonder why we don't trust them. Right? Prosecution of Donald Trump is transparently political, Carlson said. He literally Joe Biden's main political opponent. He's polling over 60% of Republican voters right now. Right? Joe Biden is doing what nobody has ever dared to do in the past. And even Comey came out when it came to investigating Hillary. It's always been the Department of Justice's policy not to investigate these candidates during an election cycle. Wow. Except for Donald Trump. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to federal charges related to his handling of classified documents. He appeared at an arraignment hearing at a federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday. Afterward, he stopped at a local cafe.
Are you ready? Food for everyone. Food for everyone.
Trump posed for pictures and was greeted by a supportive crowd. He's now back in New Jersey. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, Republican, plans to delay the confirmation process for Justice Department nominees over the federal indictment of Donald Trump. In a statement on Tuesday, the Republican accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of using the agency to target President Biden's political opponents. Vance said he plans to hold up DOJ nominees on the Senate floor. As a result, the White House has stressed that the Justice Department is independent and Biden played no part in the indictment against Trump. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was...
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-A-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're with us on the air, in the chat, and in the chat room, just texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I talked about this earlier. Protester in a prison costume was detained after rushing Trump's motorcade outside of the Miami court. Now, that's a stupid thing. You can't get any dumber than that. You know, it's one thing to stand on the side and wave your sign and say, lock him up. Good for him. Hey, look, at we either believe in freedom of speech, we don't. I'm okay with him having a sign like that. But, when you got a sign and you jump in front of the SUV, what did you expect? And a bunch of Secret Service agents just crawl all over him and shove him up on the sidewalk. And then the police took over from there. And then all those bonehead, Antifa types running around taking pictures like, ooh, we'll see if we can get the cops doing something wrong. Just amazing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you. I love this stuff. I think it's hilarious. You know, he was dressed in an old-fashioned prison outfit. And it's just amazing. All right, anyway. Well, one of the charges against Trump, I want you to let this sink in. I really don't want to beat it up, okay? They accused him, ready for this, of storing the documents in a bathroom. Right? Didn't Hillary have an email server in her bathroom? Unsecured? I'm just asking. I'm curious. 855-A-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So Trump goes into a Waffle House today, and they pretty much all stop, and they sing happy birthday to the man. And they crowd around him. They do all kinds of stuff. He buys, and then he buys breakfast for everybody. Yeah, for him, that's Trump change. But, think about how he connects with people. Joey B can give away free tickets and rides, and he can't get people to show up for a rally for him. Just amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you think about this, Trump is right about one thing. He, in one of the speeches he gave today, he said, you know, he said, you know, this is a sham. The federal indictment is an election interference, the most heinous abuse of power in the U.S. He's right. Again, you have men and women, well, you have people like, you've got judges, well-respected judges, that are saying this is wrong. The charges are wrong. Even if you believe you did something wrong, the charges are wrong here. Now, Trump cast a sham federal indictment as election interference by the Biden administration. Now, he's still the 2024 frontrunner. Matter of fact, his numbers go up the more they do this to him. It shows you how dull they are. I think they're acting like wounded animals. Because every time they see these people show up for Trump, show up in places that Trump's going to be, go out of their way to stand in the rain for 3 hours to see the man. Right? I mean, think about it. They go out of their minds. How is this happening? He's terrible. He's a liar. He's a you know, the funny thing about it is everything that they're calling him, the Biden family has been for years. Right? I mean, really, think about it. Trump said that President Biden will forever be remembered not only as the most corrupt president in history, I think he should add most inept president in history, perhaps more importantly, the president, together with the band of his closest thugs and misfits and Marxists, he's doing a great job at destroying America, isn't he? I mean, seriously. What he's doing with China and Ukraine and others, you can't get much more treasonous than the relationship that he's having with these people. The Espionage Act has been used to refer to traitors and spies. It has nothing to do with former president legally keeping his own documents. I'm telling you, most of this is going to get thrown out. Won't even make it a trial. Guarantee it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, totally ignoring what Hillary and others have done in the past. Totally ignoring it, right? A Biden whistleblower, Tara Reid, she files now an urgent appeal with the United Nations in a bid to protect her liberty and safety against the Biden regime. She is afraid. Why would she be afraid? Who's going to hurt her? In what is becoming an escalating international human rights concern, Tara Reid, a U.S. citizen, public interest whistleblower, podcaster, and author, she sought temporary asylum in Russia to appeal. The appeal follows what she describes as an unlawful political persecution from elements within the U.S. government. Now, in 2019, Reid was one of the seven women who bravely stepped toward. Yep, there you go. This is exactly what they do now. This is exactly what the Biden regime does now. Comrade. She came out against him. One of nine women who came out against him. We were just talking about this. Right? Nothing. She got nothing. And he was just a presidential candidate. So Reid worked for Senator Biden in 1993 and filed a report regarding the incident. Since the allegation, Reid says that she's been, I believe this, systematically persecuted with various government agencies, you know, turned against her. Her credibility was challenged. She's had criminal investigations against her. Why? She brought one against the president. It should have been checked out, right? Moreover, in 2020, a federal grand jury was convened to investigate her, with the FBI issuing a subpoena to Twitter, which was purportedly coordinated with the Bureau to suppress any negative information concerning the Biden crime family. She contends that her rights of freedom of opinion and expression have been systematically violated. True. The crux of Reid's persecution, she suggests, lies in fabricated allegations that aim to undermine her credibility. Silence her voice as a whistleblower. That's right. So that's what they have to do. They have to discredit you. You have to find something. Right? Again, just amazing to me. Last month, she said that Biden would be behind her death if something happened to her, and she is not suicidal. She says, I want to make something clear. If something happens to me, all roads lead to Joe Biden. Joe Biden, DNC political machine, threats, bullies, and intimidated me over the last years. It's not going to work. I'm not suicidal. I should not be under investigation, nor am I a foreign agent. I am a private citizen, period. Now, she has applied for temporary asylum in Russia under the UN protocol for asylum seekers. You don't think about that. It's the only place that she can be safe because they hate Biden. So they're going to protect her. Anyway, Reid is in the process of working with a member of the U.S. House subcommittee on the weaponizing of the government to provide testimony. She was tipped that her arrest in the U.S. or a third country was imminent and that her safety could not be guaranteed. That's why she fled the country. Good for her. No, seriously, at this point, good for her. This is getting old. Now, again, when you look at this stuff, you look at what's going on. You know, it's really funny. You guys on the left, when it comes to something to do with Trump or Cruz or any one of those guys, you will dig deep, read between the lines, rearrange letters, rearrange words to get what you want to get. To get the meaning you want to get, and then push that narrative, even though you know it's dead false. Right? But when Joey B., when it's in plain, simple writing, when it's right there for everyone to see, you don't seem to care. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, in case you missed it, right? The top Burisma official confirms that Joe Biden is the big guy. I mean, this is the company, right? He confirms that Joe Biden is the big guy, alleged multi-million dollar bribery scheme. Back in October of 2020, Tony Bobulinski, remember him? He held a press conference. He's been viewed over 2 million times. He's the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFC, Chairman Yi, and the Biden family. Did you catch the last one? The partner? The Biden family? Good, okay. Just want to make sure. In his press conference, Bobulinski claimed that he met with Joe Biden at Beverly Hilton on May 2nd, of 2017. Tony was joined by Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and Joe Biden. They discussed the Biden family's business plans with the Chinese. Right? I mean, seriously. It was also during the press conference that Tony shared the infamous email that described the payment schedule, including 10% held for the bigot guy, who is Joe Biden. Right? Later, he sent a text to Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, on the same day, saying, great to meet you and spend some time together. Please thank Joe for his time. Was great to talk. Thanks, Tony B. Joe Biden famously lied to the American public. Now, remember, Trump's a liar, but we've caught Joey B in so many lies. He lied to the American public, 2020 presidential debate. He claimed that his son, Hunter Biden, didn't make money in China or engage in unethical overseas business deals. That was during his debate. I mean, think about that. He said, my son has not made money in terms of this thing about talking about China. Joe, your son was making money hand over fist with China, and it's provable. Right? Now, lawmakers get out confirmed that Joe Biden is the alleged big guy. But I guess, you know, the Democrats accept that kind of thing. It's okay. They feel that their politicians are going to lie to them. They're going to cheat. They're going to steal. My God. How does that fix anything? Right? I mean, after a while, it gets old, and it's very obvious. But they ignore it. And the way they ignore it, I mean, seriously, watch this. Watch as these things start to come down. Jean-Pierre, she totally ignores it. She totally ignores the issues when they ask her questions. Even people on her side of the aisle. I think it's hilarious. All right, so we're starting to see cracks in the dam all over the place. And I think it's great. You know, about time, anyway. Students revolt against Pride Month Spirit Day at a Massachusetts school. Massachusetts, one of the most liberal states in the country. They're having it. They're not having it either. The parents are not having it either. Now, the two students were glaring at the teachers, tearing down signs. They wear red, white, and blue, and they've been chanting, USA are my pronouns. God bless them. These are students at the Marshall Simons Middle School, in the Boston suburb of Burlington. They revolted against the school's Pride Month Spirit Day indoctrination on Friday, June 2nd, glaring at the teachers tearing down posters, chanting, USA are my pronouns, while wearing red, white, and blue clothing. They had face paint. The protest was reported to be a part of a response to the school ignoring Memorial Day 2 weeks ago while going all out for LGBTQ month. I know, that was bad. That really is bad. The reason you have the freedoms you have in the LGBTQ community is because of those men and women that went ahead of you and died. Right? School had been decorated with pride signs and stickers, including the Progress Pride flag. Students were encouraged to wear rainbow-colored clothing. Well, red, white, and blue. I mean, that's somewhere in a rainbow, isn't it? A sign with a quote from gay playwright Tennessee Williams' play, A Streetcar Named Desire, adorned with pride flags hung on the walls, was taken as criticizing straight heterosexual people. What is straight? A line can be straight. Or a street, but a human heart? Oh no, it's curved like a road through the mountains. Right. God. The protest came to light after a meeting was held Monday night to address the protests. The school principal said that an anonymous snitch had been established for students to report hateful incidents. Well, here we go. What's hateful? Really, what's hateful? The incident happened on Friday when Principal Kerry Perchin said that the students had independently organized a counter message. This became evident in the lunchroom where several groups of students wore red, white, and blue or black, including face paint. Perchin wrote this letter to the families, very, very upset with the kids. She said stickers, banners, and signs were also torn off the walls and crumpled into the water fountains. Groups of students were heard chanting USA are my pronouns. And students glared intimidatingly. Students. Intimidatingly at facility members showing pride. She went on to say the students were shamed into removing their stickers or covering their clothing with rainbows. She said that she received some feedback that the counter message was a response to the school not recognizing the observance of Memorial Day. She said the lack of recognizing for Memorial Day was an oversight. How can it be an oversight? That's bullpuckies. I don't believe that for a second. It is a major holiday in this country. We love our vets. We love those that gave their lives so we could be free. And so these Maronis can do this kind of thing. I've sat down and talked with a group of Marines about this kind of stuff. I just got to say, God bless them. They have much more patience than I do. They don't like it either. But as they always say, we're fighting for their freedom to be stupid. We're fighting for their freedom to say what they want to say as well. Yeah, that's fine, except that we're not being allowed to say what we want to say without being persecuted. Right? Anyway, according to the letter to parents from Marshall Simmons Middle School, the principal said the incident took place during a school-approved Spirit Day celebration. The Spirit Day was requested and sponsored by Spectrum Club, a student group for the LGBTQ plus students. As part of the event, the letter said the Spectrum Club decorated the school with handmade Happy Pride Month. And why it's not okay to say, that's so gay. The club members also put up a rainbow streamers and pride flag and handed out rainbow stickers. Invited students and faculty to wear rainbow clothing. Look, as long as they're not forcing it on you, there's no problem. But the minute there's an expectation, or you have to, or you're a hater, that's a problem. But throughout the day, some students showed their disdain for the event in a number of ways. The letter said, students were seen being inappropriate with the stickers and tearing down the banners and signs. Other students tried to intimidate faculty and students showing support for pride through glares and chanted USA, all that. Which was uncalled for. Well, it's uncalled for you to push them to wear the pride stuff. It's uncalled for you to force them, right, to participate in a pride celebration. Look, committed Christians shouldn't, can't, won't, in most cases, be part of your celebration. It's really that simple. Now, they're not going to suggest that you be hurt. They're not going to suggest anything bad happen to you like you guys do. They're just going to be able to say, look, my religious beliefs keep me from celebrating with you. Period. And maybe you should be a little tolerant. Maybe you should be a little accepting. See, the difference between the two is when you don't like what we're doing, when you don't like the pro-life signs up on school grounds, you rip them down, you tear them up, you spit on them, you light them on fire. We don't do that. We don't walk up to your pride booth where people are signing up for activities, rip down the flags, burn the place up, beat on you, push you over. No, it's a big difference. Your whole love Trump's hate garbage is exactly that. It's garbage. You don't mean it. You don't live it, that's for sure. And you think that if we love you, if we truly love other humans, we will accept them for who and what they are. That's not true. I love my kids to death. I would never accept anything that they do that would hurt them. That would physically hurt them, harm them. That would mentally hurt them, harm them. Or maybe even keep them later on in life from living out their potential. So I'm here, your host. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You listen to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network.